Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, today, in the ups and downs of last week's farming, the weather gave us a real downer with temperatures, wind and snow. Richard Lockhead's Rural Affairs Department have been in touch with us to point out their advice pages on the Safer Scotland website. The address is readyscotland.org, and there are four pages there full of helpful tips on everything from how to deal with snow and storm damage to animal welfare and what to do about animal transport during the bad weather. The whole section is titled Winter on the Farm, and apart from helpful tips and advice, it also outlines your legal obligations during the cold conditions. Also, insurers are counting the cost of last week's storms with widespread damage across the area. This Caithness particularly hit badly. Steadings and farmhouses suffered with lots of roofs coming off, and NFU Mutual Insurance say they've been busy with assessors working all the daylight hours they can to get claims sorted and repairs underway. Now, as we reported last week, food and drink exports from Scotland to China have taken a real leap. £64 million worth of Scotch whisky alone has gone in the past 9 months. That figure, announced by First Minister Alex Salmond, comes on the back of an agreement to ensure that any product which carries the label Scotch whisky must come from Scotland and nowhere else. That huge export figure actually equates to £125 for every single second and has helped our distillery companies north of the border to invest £1 billion in upgrades and new extensions to existing distilleries. And talking of exports, the first steps were taken last week towards getting Scottish red meat and haggis back onto the American market. It's been decades since the lucrative USA market was last accessed by the Scottish meat industry. In fact, the BSE outbreak put the end to all exports across the Atlantic, but Richard Lockhead's department have got the Americans firmly in their sights as the UK's chief veterinary officer has been putting forward the case for exports of quality Scottish beef, lamb, haggis and venison. And finally, following up our story last week on getting new entrants into farming, there have been moves to make sure that landlord rights have been protected when it comes to letting land. NFU Scotland have given their backing to opposing plans to give tenants the right to buy. That move will help to ensure that more land comes available for let, and that can only be good news for young farmers. So, some good news to finish with there. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.